This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bishop Harry Jackson Jr., Senior Pastor of Hope Christian Church. He's also the head of the High Impact Leadership Coalition, and he's the chairman of StandForMarriageDC.com Coalition.
Yes.
He wants to make sure that D.C. residents get to vote on what the definition of marriage will be in the nation's capital, as it appears quite certain that the D.C. City Council will approve full-fledged gay marriage here in the coming weeks. And Bishop Jackson, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Greg, thank you for having me on your show again. You all are really letting the people know what's actually happening on the street. You're doing us a great service.
Well, sir, the last time we talked, it was clear from the committee work on the council and the statements made by members of the council at large that it's easily going to pass a same-sex marriage in the district. Your effort at that time was to convince the Washington, D.C. City Board of Elections to allow a citywide referendum on this, I believe, sometime next year.
Yep.
They have now rejected that. What explanation did they give you for that?
Well, they simply said that it violates the Human Rights Act of 1977, which sounds good on the surface, but, Greg, in reality, the D.C. Home Rule Charter gives the people of the district co-equal leadership along with the council. In other words, we can make laws and the council can make laws. They do not have exclusive right to making laws. And if this area of marriage is open territory for the council, it ought to be open territory for the citizens through an initiative. And so there's an uneven application of the law wherein they can deal with changing marriage, but we cannot deal with protecting it, and it simply can't be both ways. Either the Human Rights Act of 1977 says nobody can touch the law, or the marriage law was absolutely sexist and it should be broken right away and they'd already be doing gay marriages, or we've got a mismanaged, mangled political system masquerading itself as an appendage of justice.
Let me follow up on a couple of the points you made there. First of all, the fact that they cite this law from the 1970s. Any explanation as to why they've, by their own definition, discriminated against people for 32 years?
No, they don't have a word for that. So, it's inconsistent. The logic is wanting. And they simply believe that what they're doing is right, and that there's some kind of human rights violation, and even talking about the fact that marriage, conjugal marriage, defined as being between a man and a woman, is a right thing by natural law, by science, and by the state, or I should say the district's laws that are on the books.
Well, you just mentioned the home rule policy, which seems to suggest that the people have more power than they possibly do in some of the states that have put this on the ballot. 31 states to this point have voted on it, all of them in favor of traditional marriage, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So now those states may not have this human rights resolution from the 1970s, but it seems that the system and the format by which laws are made in D.C. isn't necessarily being consistently enforced here.
It really isn't. There is a reverse prejudice or bigotry going on, which in the name of protecting a minority is actually violating the human rights that my own dad was threatened at gunpoint to uphold, and civil rights workers fought for the right to vote. And now you're saying, well, because it will make one group feel uncomfortable, we don't let anybody in the district vote on this issue, even though there's a hue and cry going forth to vote about this issue. So we're going to have our day in court. In fact, we have already filed suit in the D.C. Superior Court, and it will be heard, and if necessary, we'll take it to even higher courts in order to prevent this abridgment of our human rights.
What do you expect in the Superior Court? That's obviously separate from the City Council.
Yes.
What indication did you get from filing as to how they're going to approach all this?
Well, we haven't had a discussion. My sense, though, is they'll have to deal with the fact that standing case law from 1996 says that gay marriage is not legal in the District of Columbia. And that the Human Rights Act of 1977 did not apply to a case called the Dean case. And so they went there in the Board of Elections. They went past standing great case law of 1996, way back to 1977, to come up with an obscure reading of a Human Rights Act. I think the court will get a hold of it. We've got some of the best lawyers in D.C., as well as supported by National Legal Counsel. I believe we're going to, as my daddy used to say, we're going to beat them like they stole something. And ultimately, the civil rights of the people are going to be upheld.
Bishop, there might be a positive spin from your perspective to this ruling from the Board of Elections. Do you see their decision as one of intolerance towards your position, or do you see it as them being afraid of what would happen if this actually got on a ballot?
Well, I believe both statements are true. Number one, gay activists have said it loudly from all corners of the city after the Maine loss, which they thought they were going to win because they had 50 full-time people on the ground, and they outspend my side by millions of dollars. Nobody in the gay, pro-marriage, gay marriage, same-sex marriage camp wants this to go to the vote. But number two, those roles at the Board of Election are political appointees appointed by the city council itself. I'm sure those council members have done subtle intimidation. In fact, they actually testified in the hearing. Now, the Board of Election is supposed to be giving the people a chance to talk, but city council members, specifically Phil Mendelson, came and spoke at our hearing against us, and they had lawyers from the D.C. city government make their rulings and recommendations against us, and it seems as though they're so afraid of us getting the vote that they stack the decks. And it's very unusual for seated city council members to come in and testify against a proposal of this nature. It has never been done before in the history of the city before we got to these marriage-related issues.
Last question before we let you go. Bishop, when do you expect the Superior Court in Washington to take this up? When do you think you might get a ruling on this?
Well, I think they're going to begin to talk to us, I hope, sometime before Christmas, and that what they've been doing off the record, in my opinion, is tying the two together. We filed in September with the Board of Elections. It didn't get heard till October 26th. Oh, incidentally, at the same time, the D.C. City Council was starting to have hearings. So my guess is we'll hear about this either on December 1st, when the City Council is about to render their decision on the law, or around the time where the law would go into action in the district. And I think they've been timing it that way to stretch our forces a little bit thin.
Well, Bishop Jackson, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. Thank you again, as always, for your time. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, Greg. Thank you very much, sir.
Bishop Harry Jackson, Jr., senior pastor at Hope Christian Church. He's the chairman of the Stand for Marriage DC.com Coalition. You can find their work online at stand4marriagedc.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.